Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
OGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's always great to have my official economist join us to talk about all the latest numbers of the week. He is, of course, Philly's own Dr. E.J. Antoni, research fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. What's up, my man? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Rich. How are you doing today?
Well, I went shopping this morning. I did the grocery shopping, and I can't believe the price of friggin' eggs. And Costco only has the cage-free eggs. And I'm not a big fan of this, because I want the chickens to fight each other in cages, and it's more expensive, and I don't have an option.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that, because in that case, only the strong chickens survive, that they probably lay the best eggs, too, you know?
Right. May the best chicken win.
Exactly. I mean, that's how Congress works, right?
these economic numbers, I mean, that are coming out. Talk to me. I have your Twitter pulled up here, and there's initials I don't understand. So let me ask you about PCE and PCE price indexes and what that means.
Sure. So that's personal consumption expenditures, which is a fancy way of saying everything that you, I, and all the listeners are going out and buying on a daily basis. Things like, you know, the eggs that you had sticker shock when you were picking up. So essentially, because this is everything we buy, you can also attach a price index to it, which is basically just a way of saying, okay, here's how much things cost if we did a weighted average of everything that people are buying. And What we're finding in the data continuously is that, yes, people are earning more money, but the prices of what they're buying is also going up, typically faster than their incomes are going up. And so that price index is also rising. And on top of that, because people increasingly have to spend more of what they earn on necessities, they're saving less. And so we're also watching the savings rate plummet. It's less than half of where it was before the pandemic.
But I thought inflation was supposed to be transitory.
Yes, it was transitory in the sense that it transitioned higher, and it's not going away. You know, they kept telling us first that, well, first they said actually before it was transitory, it didn't even exist. Right now, there is no inflation. It's a figment of your imagination. Then finally they said, okay, yes, there's inflation, but it's transitory. And then after that, it was, well, you know, it was high, but now it's coming way down, and we're going to be back to that great 2% target any day now. No, we're not. In fact, we were never actually trending towards 2%. We were trending towards a rate of 3% plus. We've arrived there. There's no indication we're going to get down to that 2% rate. And the reason is because the government will not slow down its reckless rate of spending.
Yeah, I saw your colleague and our friend, Dr. Victoria Coates, who was on with us, of course, comes on with us every week as we have you on as well. And she made a great point the other day on Fox News. She said, look, I'm all for making sure Putin loses, but this money for Ukraine, we didn't budget for this. How are we paying for this? This $65 billion, this emergency supplemental, where are we getting this money from?
Well, Jerome Powell is firing up the printing presses for yet another round of fiat money. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Rich, you can support Ukraine all you want. You can even support Israel all you want. We don't have the money to give to these countries. We don't even have the money to lend. Literally anything that goes overseas right now is money created out of thin air because we don't have it. And we don't even have the ability really to borrow enough money at this point. That's why we continue to see the yields on bonds march higher and higher. It's because there's just not enough money available to lend to the Treasury. Why? Probably because people are spending everything just to get by.
Talk to me about, EJ and Tony, talk to me about the effect on gas prices, oil, all of that right now.
Well, you know, speaking of oil prices, it's kind of funny that while the Biden administration constantly tries to encourage their puppet Zelensky to launch attacks deeper and deeper into Russia, you know, the one thing that they're asking them not to strike? Putin's energy infrastructure. In other words, stop hitting these oil refineries because you're disrupting global oil supplies, which is causing oil prices to go up, and that's going to cause gas prices to go up, and that's going to hurt Biden's reelection chances. Amazing how much politics really influences everything that's going on with things like the conflict in the Ukraine. But at the end of the day, despite the fact that American production is up, it has basically increased because we've had some big technological developments over the last couple of years, which have helped drillers get every ounce of oil out of a well. That's why well count has gone down, and so has employment in the industry, except that you've still seen output increase because of the efficiency gains. But at this point, with all of the energy regulations imposed by the Biden administration, these drillers are tapped out. They just can't produce any more profitably. And so we're reliant on the rest of the world to make up the difference and to keep energy markets moving smoothly. Unfortunately, with all of the chaos in the world today, that's just not happening. And so we have basically, through our own fault, made ourselves subject to the whims of foreign nations.
And when we think about this idea of foreign nations, and we turn around and you say we don't have the money to even borrow to give them, I mean, that's a concept that is just amazing, because everybody thinks, well, we just borrow the money. We just keep adding on to the debt. We just keep borrowing it. No big deal.
Right, exactly. Except at some point you have to ask, who are we borrowing this from? And it used to be for many years that we were just borrowing from foreigners. I mean, there were, for a very long time there, you had nations like Japan who were essentially financing American deficits. But they've stopped buying our debt. China has stopped buying our debt. Russia has obviously stopped buying our debt. And so we are now at a point where more and more foreigners refuse to buy our debt. In fact, a lot of them are selling it. You know who else is selling it? The Federal Reserve. That's that quantitative tightening that we keep hearing about, or when they talk about reducing the balance sheet. They are selling off treasuries. And so there are not many people left to buy these things. And the few people who are left don't have as much money saved anymore because they're having to spend more and more of their incomes because of inflation.
There's a story in the Wall Street Journal. I'm sure you've seen it. And I wouldn't be surprised if you're involved in this. The headline here is Trump allies draw up plans to blunt the Fed's independence. Some Trump advisors argue that the president should be consulted on interest rate decisions. I know, you know, for a long time, Senator Rand Paul, his dad before him, they've talked about the Fed, how it's way too powerful. It's unaccountable. They've demanded audits of the Fed. There are a lot of people very, very concerned that this creature from Jekyll Island that was created during the Wilson administration just has far too much power with no accountability whatsoever. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's spot on. You know, the Fed today is a far cry from what people like Jay Pierpont Morgan had originally envisioned, where it would basically just be a banker's bank with little to no government involvement. Instead, today it is run by the government. And you're right, I was involved in the article. One of the authors of that Wall Street Journal piece had, you know, had called me and said, hey, can you explain some different mechanics to me and whatnot? But, you know, essentially, I would actually have titled the article something a little different, because I don't think the Fed has any independence. It's not a matter of Trump wanting to get rid of the Fed's independence. It doesn't have any independence at this point to begin with, because the Fed essentially is making all of their moves based on politics. You know, they started talking about cutting rates when inflation was still way too high, when all of the different metrics that they look at, things like GDP growth, employment growth, we're still way above the thresholds at which you would begin raising rates. So the conversation shouldn't have anything to do with cutting rates. We should be talking about raising rates further. I mean, the idea that they are in some way apolitical or data dependent is just nonsense.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I thought the headline was biased. Trump allies draw up plans to blunt the Fed's independence. I find that headline to be very biased. The article's pretty fair, but that headline says a lot right there. It kind of goes to this narrative that everything that Trump wants to do, that the Heritage Foundation's been involved in, with regards to restoring this balance in the executive branch, is somehow dictatorial, but it's the opposite. It's restoring accountability. Far too many bureaucrats are able to just run amok. I mean, the FTC this week, you know, just ending non-competes by a 2-to-1 vote, affecting millions and millions of employers and employees. These bureaucrats have far too much power and no accountability whatsoever. That balance of power needs to be restored. But the counter to that is that, well, this means Trump is a dictator. And yet in the Constitution, as we have talked about many times, my friend, the power of the presidency is vested in the president, not the president and then a whole bunch of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. It's the president. So everybody in the executive branch is supposed to work for him. And the Fed, the idea that he's going to blunt the Fed's independence here, is it feeds into that narrative of this dictator in the making, when I view it as, no, we have to restore this balance so that these bureaucrats don't get to just run our country and, quite frankly, run it into the ground.
Right, absolutely. And you know, I have a question, by the way, on the non-competes, whether or not that applies to marriages. But, you know, we'll have to say that for another day. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, what we have to remember with the Fed is that it was purposely changed over the years to occupy this quasi-public-private space where, yes, it is technically part of the executive branch, but yes, it's also technically a private organization. You know, for example, there was recently a FOIA request about all of the nations which are withdrawing gold from the Fed because they are worried now that their dollar holdings are no longer safe because we confiscated dollars that were owned by the Russian central bank and the Russian people. And now we're talking about not only seizing those, but actually selling them off and giving the profits to the Ukraine. So all of these nations now are concerned, are my dollars safe? Except that when there was a FOIA request to the Fed to say, okay, what's actually going on here? How much gold are we losing? They said, well, you know, that is under the purview of the New York Federal Reserve Branch, and that is a private institution, so it's not subject to FOIA. So that's just one example of how the Fed has been, again, changed over the years to have one foot in each camp and to change its status, essentially, whenever it is politically profitable to do so. At the end of the day, you really need to ideally abolish the Fed. But if you're not going to do that, you at least need to define, what is this? Is it a private institution or is it a public institution? And it has to play by one set of rules. It doesn't get to pick and choose when it's convenient.
You just made a point, Dr. E.J. Antoni, and I'm so glad you did, abolish the Fed. And that's something that I've long said as well. But I don't think people really understand what that means and what the ramifications of that would be. And like anything else, whenever you talk about abolishing something, people get afraid and go, well, that's going to disrupt the entire thing and we can't do that. So explain to us, if we did abolish the Fed, what would occur?
If you abolish the Fed, you simply go back to the system you had before Wilson created it in 1913, which is that you have a dollar that is tied to an actual commodity like gold, and you have banks able to issue currency. In other words, if a bank has a certain weight of gold sitting in its vault, it can issue a dollar which is equal to that amount of gold. And upon demand, you can redeem your dollars for gold. It was a system that worked exceptionally well for many years. I mean, we essentially had it throughout the nation's history, again, until 1913. And there's no reason to believe that you can't go back to it. So often people ask me, well, if you get rid of the Fed, what would you replace it with? And I'm reminded of a line by Thomas Sowell when he was asked the same question. And he said, when you cut out a cancer, with what do you replace it?
It's great. Yeah, it's. I mean, that's why Dr. Thomas Sowell is the greatest. And as are you, my friend, Dr. E.J. Antoni of the Heritage Foundation. We're so grateful to have you with us on this Friday. Before I let you go, let me ask you about home prices, because I was having dinner the other night with a friend of mine who's a realtor, and I was asking about the market. There's still no inventory. I mean, that's a big part of the problem. And so as a result of that now, the effects of inflation on the price of homes is gone up, and these homes are still selling in record amounts of time. She told me a story about a middle-class house that was listed, in the sevens, and it wound up going for about $150,000 over asking price in a matter of a weekend because there's just simply no inventory. Now, that and of the fact that you tweeted about something of this similar too, which is everybody keeps saying, oh, young people have all this money for homes. They've got all the money for first-time homes. Where are these first-time starter homes that I keep hearing about?
They don't exist anymore. You know, and Rich, one of the things that's really has really frustrated me is so many people who are in the older generations are saying, well, you know, these young people are basically being too greedy. They keep trying to buy homes that they can't afford. They're trying to buy homes that are too big. You know, you can dispel that myth very quickly if you just look at the price per square foot of the median home today. It's gone up 25% in just the last 3 years. That's insane. So it's not that people are just all buying bigger homes or newer homes. The age of inventory has actually gone up on average. It's that the homes themselves are just astronomically more expensive. And so a starter home today is basically the equivalent price of what somebody would buy as their final home just a few years ago.
If you were going to give advice to Dave McCormick, who's running for U.S. Senate, as you know, in Pennsylvania, our state, he was asked the question by Dana Perino the other day. She said, what specifically would you do? What specifically would you cut? What specifically would you do to help the economy? If you were advising him, what answer would you give him?
Oh, dear goodness, everything. I mean, I don't think there's literally any part of the budget that I wouldn't just take a machete to at this point. The time has come and gone for a scalpel approach to the budget. You need to take a chainsaw to it. I mean, think of it. We are trillions upon trillions of dollars over budget year after year after year. That's the deficit we keep hearing about. We're on track for an almost $3 trillion deficit this year. We've never seen numbers like this outside of an emergency, whether it was COVID or a recession or a war. I mean, the idea that somehow you can take baby steps here, I'm sorry, but we are far too close to the point of no return for that.
Yeah, but why do I care? Why does that affect me as a consumer?
Well, let's go back to how we started this conversation with the astronomical price of eggs. I mean, the cost of living has gone through the roof. Why is that? Because all government spending is paid for. We may not like to hear that, but that's the hard truth. You can pay for government spending by explicitly levying taxes, or you can do it through the implicit and hidden tax of inflation. And that's how the government has chosen to finance its massive deficits over the last 4 years. They are taking it out of your hide right now through the hidden tax of inflation. Every time you go and put, you know, groceries in the back seat or gas in the tank and you can't believe how much you paid for it, every time you realize that you are poorer because of inflation, that your standard of living has declined, that what you can afford has decreased, remember that you are paying for all these government deficits. That's why we should care.
Follow him on X at Real EJ Antoni. As always, my friend, you make it easy for the layperson, I don't want Justin Trudeau to be offended, layperson, to understand. And we appreciate that, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too, Rich. Thanks.
Thanks, EJ. And I want to tell you about my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm so excited to go there May 3rd, a week from today. We're going to be there for our live show. I can't wait. I hope you're going to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to kick off the year the right way. And then we're coming back in June 21st. Now, that's a great time for you to take advantage of their June midweek specials. See, the more nights you stay, the more you're going to get in resort credits. And you can use these resort credits at Hemingway's Restaurant. Some of the best, freshest seafood and steaks you're going to find at the Jersey Shore, period. Handcrafted cocktails and just a great vibe, great environment, great food. I mean, I love it there. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can also use it at the outdoor pool bar. See, the Grand Hotel, unlike a lot of these other hotels, which have these tiny little bird baths, the Grand Hotel is a big, huge, outdoor heated pool. It's beautiful. And they have a pool bar right there. You can use your resort credits at the beach concession stand. Or you can use your resort credits to take the family on a whale-watching boat trip. The choice is yours. But the longer you stay, the more resort credits you get. So make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And always book direct with them for the best rates. And if you're thinking about planning an event, a wedding, baby shower, bridal shower, my friend Caitlin will help you plan the event of your dreams. How about a beautiful oceanfront wedding? I mean, is that not right out of a fairy tale or what? Well, they can make it happen for you at the Grand Hotel. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. And they'll take care of every detail for you. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, my happy place. And I'll see you there next Friday, 1 week from today, at the Grand Hotel of Cape May.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Anytime, any place. Mr. President, that's what former President Donald Trump said to Joe Biden. Anytime, any place, I will debate you. After Joe Biden tells woke Howard Stern that he will be happy to debate President Trump. This is what he said to woke Howard Stern.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. Yeah. I'm happy to debate him.
I don't know if you're going to debate
him. I'm happy to debate him somewhere. Biden, well, then let's do it. Here's a statement that former President Donald Trump put out. He said, "Crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it. But in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place. An old expression used by fighters. I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he is in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. And the alternative, he's in New York City today. Although probably doesn't know it. And so am I, stuck in one of my many court cases that he instigated as election interference against a political opponent, a continuing witch hunt. It's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around." Good for him for saying so. By the way, I'm going to run the encore presentation of my interview with President Trump at the end of this hour. I told his team I would run it twice this week. And I want to keep my word to that. I said I would do it Monday 5-ish and then Friday at 6:45-ish. I mean, everything he said is still relevant regarding the judge, the case, what Biden's doing here, the border, all of it. The only thing that's changed is that the Pennsylvania primary happened and he won. But everything else he said is still relevant, as relevant today as it was on Monday. And if in case you missed it, I was having lunch with a buddy of mine today who listens to the show every day. He didn't even know Trump was on. I don't know how he missed that. Biden claimed that he saved people's lives when he was a lifeguard. That's been debunked. But this is something that's really been debunked. He said that he got arrested standing on the porch with a black family during the civil rights movement, and that never happened. Never happened. It's been fact-checked multiple times. This is what he said.
And I looked at my mom. I said, "Honey, you haven't said anything." She said, "Joey, remember? True story." She said, "Remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, to a... 70 homes built at one in suburbia, and I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family,
right?
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, "Yeah, Mom, I remember that." And I looked at my mom. I said, "Honey, you haven't said anything." She said, "Joey, remember." True story. So remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, to a...
True story. No joke. No joke, except it never happened. Biden claims yet another arrest that never occurred. This is the Washington Post fact checker, Glenn Kessler. He wrote this back in 2022. Biden's told this lie on at least 7-8 different times. And there's no record Joe Biden was ever arrested. No record. Just like the time he said he was arrested in South Africa with Nelson Mandela. He got 4 Pinocchios false for that. 4 false Pinocchios. He also suggested he was arrested once for walking on the Senate floor as a starstruck kid. That also never happened. He has told that same story you just heard on Woke Howard Stern's show in a bunch of different iterations. The stories are roughly the same, but there are subtle changes. In 4 cases, the protests supposedly took place in Linfield, Delaware, which was near the town of Mayfield. Biden's family moved there in 1955, the year he turned 13. In 1 version, the protests took place in Carcroft, which is nearby. Both Linfield and Carcroft are about a mile from Mayfield. In 3 cases, Biden asserts he was arrested for standing on the porch with the black couple who were subjected to demonstrations. On the face of it, that doesn't make much sense. After all, what would be the charge? In 2 versions, Biden says the police merely brought him back home from the protest after he stood on the porch. That makes a little more sense, though it's unclear why police would take him at the time if they had their hands full with a protest. In any case, this means there would be no arrest record. 2 Biden says he was 14 years old. 1 he says he was 13, and another time he says he was 15. In his 2017 memoir, Promise Me Dad, he references remarks made by his mother during the family's discussion on whether to join the Democratic ticket, but leaves out any mention of a teenage arrest. He writes, "My 99-year-old mother, who had watched my fight for civil rights and racial equality, put it this way at a larger family meeting the next day. So let me get this straight, honey. The first African-American in history who has a chance to be president says he needs your help to win, and you say no?" A search of newspapers does turn up a protest in Carcroft, but in 1959, not 1956 or 57, when Biden was 13 or 14. Moreover, the protesters there were picketing the home of a real estate agent who had sold a home to a black couple in another neighborhood, Collins Park. That community was about 9 miles from Biden's home, and massive protests took place there. The Wilmington Journal headlined on the February 25th, 1959 edition, "Police Guard Negroes in Collins Park." It reported 7 arrests that day, including those of 4 teenagers for possessing fireworks. The article noted that the same real estate agent had sold a home in that neighborhood to a black couple in 1957, but they had left the neighborhood after rocks were thrown through their windows. Crowds demonstrated in two different places Saturday night against the presence of a Negro family in a previously all-white housing development near here, said the Associated Press on March 2, 1959. And they go on, the AP noted the other gathering was at the home of Francis Levering in suburban Carcroft. The address is different. In other words, none of the details add up. None of the details add up. And so he got four Pinocchios for this story. Four Pinocchios. Four Pinocchios by the Washington Post for telling the story that he just told again to Woke Howard Stern. Now, Woke Howard Stern doesn't point out, you know, everything he just said has been checked by the Washington Post, right? You got four Pinocchios for it? He doesn't say that. So four Pinocchios. Congratulations, Mr. President. That's about as best as you can get. Joe Biden, the civil rights leader. Biden claims yet another arrest. Biden was also claiming that women would send very salacious pictures to him when he was a senator in the 1970s. And he just gave them to the Secret Service. Of course, senators do not have Secret Service protection. And this is what he said.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States senator. You were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I just gave them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was, and I just gave up. I got put in
that. I just gave it to the Secret Service. I just gave it to the Secret Service. All good. All good. I'm telling you, man. Does anybody believe this? Does anybody believe any of these things? Biden also claimed he saved people's lives as a lifeguard. Of course, he fought Corn Pop, who was a bad dude. Joe Biden just lies. But here's a little thing that was put together. You know, Howard Stern once wore blackface. He did a skit mocking Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg, and he put on blackface to mock Ted Danson, and he used the N-word several times. Of course, woke Howard Stern, you know, is the left loves him now, so that's okay. But somebody put together this little montage on Twitter, SRT126, Lindemann126, just some of Joe Biden's comments over the years that have been, as some people have said, a tad bit racially charged.
I'm not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career.
He's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put y'all back in chains.
Biden sought and received support from Mississippi Senator James Eastland, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee and a leading symbol of Southern resistance to desegregation. He frequently spoke of blacks as, quote, an inferior race.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African American who was articulate and bright and clean and nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Senator Obama released a statement saying, quote, I didn't take Senator Biden's comment personally, but obviously they were historically inaccurate.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. The point, I'm not joking.
So the senators that he is speaking of with such adoration are individuals who made and built their reputation on segregation. The Ku Klux Klan celebrated the election of one. So this is a very serious matter.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
You don't know my state. My state was a slave state.
And that is the big story of the day.
Not a racist bone in my body.
My buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com. All right, coming up, the encore of my interview with President Donald Trump. I promised I'd play it twice this week, and I'm going to do that now for you. And it's still incredibly relevant, but if you missed it, it's new to you. But it's important that I keep my word, just like I kept my word to keeping the interview to 10 minutes, because I'm a man of my word. But before I let you go for the weekend and have a great weekend, enjoy enjoy it. I think it's going to be some nice weather. I know Patrick's got a baseball game tonight. I'll be able to catch at least a couple innings at the end. Natural Lawn of America is going to help you get that beautiful, lush, thick green lawn you've always wanted. Greener grass with fewer weeds, guaranteed. That's the Natural Lawn of America difference. And if you call them now, Natural Lawn of America will seed your lawn for free. That's right, free seeding every year with their full service program. But that offer ends at the end of this month, and the end of the month is almost here. So you want to reach out to them today at naturallawn.com or call them at 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. You'll have greener grass with fewer weeds guaranteed. That's the Natural Lawn difference. And you'll love the fact that it is specific to your lawn. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today. My lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America, they're locally owned and family operated right here in PA in New Jersey, and that matters to me too. And what also matters to me is that free seeding every year is just an unbeatable offer. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Hello, Mr. President. How are you?
Hi, Rich. How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's an honor to have you back on the show, good. Sir.
Well, it's an honor to be with you again. I remember.
Well, I know you'd rather be with the people of Pennsylvania right now. I know you'd rather be on the campaign trail. I know you'd rather be out there talking to people outside of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, but they're forcing you to be in a courtroom in New York City, Mr. President. And I got to tell you, sir, it's so unfair, and people of Pennsylvania stand with you. We just think what's happening to you is an outrage.
Well, I appreciate it. It is. It's they're evil people. They're truly evil people. It was nothing done wrong whatsoever. Everybody says, you know, every legal pundit, Jonathan Turley and Andrew McCarthy, every single one of them say, there's no crime. There's no nothing. This is horrible. This is a terrible thing. I haven't seen anybody that said there is. But, you know, we're in a 95% Democrat area, which they did. This is all comes out of the White House. This is an effort to get Biden elected, and he's incompetent, and he's the worst president we've ever had. This is an effort by the Democrats, and it's a shame. We have a conflicted judge, totally conflicted. We have a situation that nobody can actually believe. Nobody's seen anything like this, but I appreciate you saying it.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people. They're union workers, they're cops, they're firemen, they're people that work in the natural gas industry. They think what's happening to you is unfair. They also know you're going to fight for their jobs, particularly natural gas. I mean, when you were president, the world, we were America's largest exporter of natural gas. Biden now has shut off liquid natural gas exports, which is a gift to Putin. It's a gift to China. And it's hurting so many jobs in Pennsylvania.
Yep, you're getting killed in Pennsylvania, and it's a big industry. People don't realize you're a big one, and people don't realize what they've done. They've hurt you so badly in jobs and on income, meaning you're going to have to raise your taxes because of what he's done. And what he's doing, though, generally, I mean, you know, allowing millions of people to pour into our country. I think we have 15 million already. And they come from jails, they come from prisons, they come from mental institutions and insane asylum, which is insane asylums, which is, you know, the step beyond, as I say. And you take a look at the people that are coming in, terrorists and drug dealers. It's what's happening in our country is unbelievable. Nobody's ever thought a thing like this could happen. From men, and this is very important, but by comparison to World War III, it's not. Men playing in women's sports. The other night, as you know, he signed something that allows men to use women's bathrooms and all of these other things, showers. The whole thing is crazy what's going on, but to allow people to pour in from all over the world, they're coming. They're coming from all over the world, Rich. They're coming not just from South America. They're coming from Asia. They're coming from Africa. The other day, they had from the Congo, a large group of people coming in from prisons in the Congo. They're releasing prisoners from all over the world. And nations, I'd do it. If I were running some nation, I'd say, let's get rid of our prisoners. Let's send them to the United States. But they're sending them to the United States at numbers like nobody's ever seen. Venezuela just announced, just recently, a couple of weeks ago, 67% a reduction in crime because they've taken their gang members and their drug dealers and all of their bad ones and prisoners, and they put them into the United States. They're living in a town near you, maybe your town. And frankly, it's not even believable. You know, you say to yourself, as a negotiator, you always want to understand the other side. How can anyone want this? How can the other side want this? How can we have no borders? We want to have open borders. Let everybody in the world come in. And that's what's happening to our country. Our country is being destroyed. He's the worst president in history. There's never been a president close. Jimmy Carter was brilliant by comparison. And we have to win. We have to win.
They tell us that we had to renew FISA, something I know you're not a fan of. I'm not a fan of, because they use it to spy on your campaign. At the same time, we have all these able-bodied Chinese men walking over the border illegally, and then we've got people, they're arresting them, and they're releasing them back on the streets, and yet they tell us they need to be able to spy on us, Mr. President, while they're letting all these people into our country who are on the terror watch list.
So a friend of mine came into the country. He flew in an airline. He said he's never been treated like that. He said they're giving him the third degree. They're, you know, checking him for everything. I think he said they brought him to a room. The whole thing. And yet if you come by the millions, if you come through the southern border, nobody's checking you. You just walk right through. You know, coming into the country on an airliner, especially if you're first class, is they give you the third degree. But, you know, if somebody wants to walk right into our country, as millions and millions of people are doing, totally unchecked and totally unvetted, it's ridiculous. It's really horrible what's happening. Our country is not the same country anymore, and it's going at levels that nobody's ever seen. Nobody ever thought our elections are rigged. The whole thing is rigged. It's terrible when you look at what's going on. And what they're doing right now is a form of rigging the election. You know, the persecution of me as the Republican candidate, that's a form of rigging the election. That's no different than other things they do. It's the only thing they know how to do. It's the only thing they know how to do. They certainly don't have good policy. And Biden has the worst of all. He's had bad policy for his whole life. He's never understood it. But it's a big problem.
No, we have in Pennsylvania, we have, as you know, the highest grocery prices in the entire region of this country. And Bidenomics is horrible. Everybody, I do the shopping in my family, Mr. President. I'm telling you, I went to the grocery store today. I could not believe it, just how expensive everything is. But you're right. It is election interference, because they're keeping you in a courtroom and not letting you be on the playing field. You're the Republican nominee for president of the United States. You're the chief rival to the president of the United States of America. And they're not letting you be on the playing field to talk to the voters, and they keep screaming about democracy being in danger. How is it fair to the voters to not allow you to be on the campaign trail?
Well, they're not, and this judge is pushing it. He's the most conflicted person. He is so conflicted, he should not be allowed to be the judge of this case, and he's pushing it at levels at breakneck speed. You heard it was going to take 2 or 3 weeks for the jury. He did it in a few days, and, you know, almost all Democrat area, almost everybody's Democrat in the area, and we've got others, too. You know, it's not only him. We had the AG, and they come out of the, if you look at it, they're all coming out of the White House. It's all Fannie is in Georgia. That's another one. Mm-hmm. They met numerous times. Her lover, Wade. Wade was in the White House, and I guess the DOJ for 8 hours at a stretch. It all comes out of the White House. This is election interference. They're trying. This is cheating on the election. My trial tomorrow is cheating on the election. That's what they're doing. It's a disgrace.
We've never had this in our nation's history. A former president of the United States and the guy who's winning in the states that matter, winning in Pennsylvania, to be on trial. You know, you mentioned the border, and as you know, fentanyl is destroying this country. They make it in China. They bring it to Mexico. The cartels assemble it, and then it floods the streets of Philadelphia, like places like Kensington. It's like the Walking Dead, zombies walking around.
Well, you know, we were really strong on drugs coming in, and I had a deal with President Xi, who was going to give the death penalty to anybody making drugs and selling them into America. But when the election was rigged and stolen, he sort of forgot about that. And of course, Biden didn't do anything about it, but he was ready to do that. He was going to do that, and you would have had a whole different story. But now you look at it, the drugs are pouring in at record levels. We had it way down. The drugs are now pouring in at record levels. I built 571 miles of wall, and we were going to do another 200, and they didn't want to do it. That's when I realized they want open borders. But we did 571 miles of wall. Think of that. And much more than I said I was going to do, Rich. And we had it up, and we were going to do another 200 because we needed it. And we had the best border in the history of our country. And now we have the worst border in the history of the world. There's never been a country with a border like this where millions of people are flowing in. And many of these people are really bad people. I mean, they're coming from prisons and mental institutions, and a lot of terrorists are coming into our country. We're going to be paying a big price. We're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country.
They keep talking about the wars. You know, I told you in the Oval Office, I know you remember this because you remember everything. I said to you, they want to stop you because you don't want any new wars. And now we're on the precipice of World War III under this president.
Well, you could very well have World War III. That's something that could happen. With him, you could have anything could happen. But you could have World War III, and it's a distinct possibility. To even think about this, you never heard this kind of language. You never heard this before when it was the Trump administration. Nobody talked about World War III. They didn't mention nuclear. Nuclear wasn't a subject. And I rebuilt our nuclear. We have very powerful nuclear. You don't even want to talk about it. It's too powerful. The weaponry today is so bad and so dangerous, and we have a man can't put two sentences together. He's our negotiator, and it's just not acceptable. And 6 months is a little more than 6 months. Think of that. That's the good news. The bad news is that's an eternity when you have somebody like this. It's an absolute eternity. And we're in very dangerous times, Rich, very dangerous.
Well, Mr. President, you got a lot of support in Pennsylvania, tremendous support. I've never seen it this big before, honestly. And I know the primary. I know you wish you could be with us, but we're rooting for you. And, you know, God bless you. I hope you can endure this. I know you will. You can endure anything. But I just want you to know that the people of Pennsylvania are with you. This is unconscionable what they're doing to you, but we're with you.
You've been so great, and I appreciate it. And get everybody out to vote. They got to get out to vote. And we just want to send a signal, because I really believe that November 5th, that's Election Day, because now you have election period. It can last for weeks, but Election Day will be the most important period, most important day in the history of our country. We've got to win the presidency back. We've got to take our country back, and we've got to clean it out and straighten it out, and we will do that.
And we're excited to see you in Wildwood, New Jersey on May 11th. Yep. I look forward to seeing you there, Mr. President. Thank you for coming in to see us. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining us here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. A great honor. I'll see you in Wildwood. I look forward to that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Goodbye.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.